This chart summarizes some earlier work done by Wolin in the article The Seven Resiliencies. The three columns are very important. The first one talks about resiliencies in big, abstract terms that are important for us to think about as constructs. But if you're trying to do a strength-based assessment or develop a plan using strengths, these won't get you where you need to go. And for many families and providers, these may be way too abstract to be useful. The next column, where he talks about behavior, gives us an opportunity to really tether those abstract concepts to an operationalized behavior. What's very different, and often missing from strength-based approaches, is the discussion about what function that behavior actually serves. As people move toward using more strength-based approaches in their work, one challenge is that they get the idea of how to do the assessment broadly thinking about strengths, different ways of engaging families and youth, and articulating those strengths. However, it kind of stops there, and it becomes almost an empty exercise. If you don't move forward to thinking about what function that behavior serves, you really miss a very important opportunity to use that in your work. Whether you use the seven resiliencies or not, think about anchoring those constructs to behaviors and then making that link in almost a logic model kind of way to what function those behaviors actually serve.